Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable on this snowy Monday morning, and we welcome you to the proceedings. It's a new month. It's a new day. We're ready, and we've got a lot to do today, so let's get started. It's going to be an exciting morning here on the roundtable, and we are so, so happy that you are a part of it. Okay, here we go. We're going to open the lockbox today. We're going to make a lot of money. We can end the fun drive today, right now. And we'll tell you how we're going to do that. Let me introduce the panel to you, because interjected, you know, by the way, and I say this with just love and respect, but mostly love to all our listeners who are going to complain that we're raising money instead of talking to the panel. We're going to do both. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We're going to talk to them. We're going to raise some money. We're going to talk to them. We're going to raise some money. And this is all so we can do everything that we normally do. That's all. Right, Alan? That's it.
The faster we go, the fewer the complaints should be.
That's right.
But we do know, Joe, you're absolutely right, that without the money, there can be nothing.
Right.
I mean, really, nothing. And everybody knows that. Look, we don't have stupid listeners, that's for sure. Everybody who listens to this radio station has been doing this for years and years. If not, welcome to the club. And we are making it work. The sooner we get it done, and I think today you are absolutely right, today is the day we can do it. So you want to introduce the panel, and then you and I can
absolutely
talk.
Let's do it. So let's introduce the group to us. This is our wonderful group this morning who'll be with us to help us through all of this. Political consultant Libby Post is with us. She's been through a few fun drives.
Yay,
good morning, Libby.
Libby.
How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yes, I don't know how many I've been through, but it's been a few.
Yeah, we've been.
Yay, Libby.
All I'm saying is open up your wallets and support WIMC.
Yay.
We also go to our good friend Mike Spain, who also has been with us for 20-some years on this program, working through these fun drives with us. Former Times Union Associate Editor Mike Spain, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm really happy to be here on this very special day.
Well, thank you, Mike. And Albany Law School Professor and Director of the Immigration Law Clinic, Sarah Rogerson. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. All right. And of course, WAMC's Alan Chartok is here. Alan, we're ready to go. Let's buckle up.
Here we go. Everybody buckle up. I've been promising some very good news. Now, as you know, everybody, we need to make $1 million in every fund drive. And we've been doing that in record time. But of course, along came the pandemic. But we have the best listeners in the world. We know that. And we are incredibly grateful because people have been sending in money. So, Joe, let me start by asking you, in the whole fund drive, we need $1 million. In the whole fund drive, how much do we have to go?
Are you ready for this total?
Probably not.
$801,566.
So think about that, folks. That's a one day if we can do it. Now, it'll be a record. There's no question. We can do it. But, you know, if we don't do it today, we'll do it tomorrow. But we don't want to do it tomorrow. We don't want anybody to complain. Yeah. And let me tell you, I was out in that snow this morning, Joe. I walked my 5 miles in the snow. And I have to tell you, there was a good deal of snow on the ground in the Berkshires. I know that it wasn't everywhere, but it was here. And for those people who think I'm a jerk, I agree. Okay, now.
Why do you think you're a jerk?
Yeah.
You're out walking. That's good.
Yeah, out walking in the snow.
Yeah, but you got to walk. That's fine.
Yeah, well, I got to do it. That's all there is to it. So, Joe, we need 100.
So you want to know what we have left? That's the very important part, isn't it, of this?
Yes.
And it is $198,434. $198,434.
Okay. Now, there's even better news than that. We have to thank a whole lot of people who helped us make that, Joe. And Mike and Kay McGlory of Rexford, New York, Anonymous of Chicago, Illinois, Anonymous of Washington State, Anonymous of Rhinebeck, New York, Anonymous of New York, New York, a loyal listener of Plattsburgh, New York, Winsop of Au Sable, Forks, New York, Mark and Susan of Falls Village, Connecticut, Mary Ann and Bruno Quinson of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Ali and Cindy Kum of Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, Pan and Josh of Salem, New York, Alan Kaufman and Rebecca and Deborah Roth, Anonymous of New York, New York, King and Queen of Eight from Niskayuna, New York, Anonymous of Catskill, New York, James and Marietta Rapetti, Cause and Effect Statistical Consultants in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Dr. Gretchen Steams and Stearns, I'm so sorry, and Richard Weininger of Claverack, New York. It's Drs. Gretchen Stearns and Richard Weininger of Claverack, New York. Know those people, good people. Antonia and Jack of Sandusfield, Massachusetts. Anonymous from Kingston, New York. David Marshall of Godfrey, New York, where everybody's an Arthur. Anonymous from Saratoga Springs, New York. And Tom Loone, L-O-O-N-E. I guess it's Looney, right? Loney? Pamela Cox of Montgomery, Massachusetts, and David DeWeese and Anna Heller. And those are the ones of people who gave a good deal of money to get us where we were, where we are.
Thank them very much. So
we do, David. Joe, that's who you are.
Yes.
And I wanted to make it clear that we are very thankful to those people because they have gotten us up to where we are. Now, there are some other people who are offering challenges right now and we want to use those. Some of them are really outstanding, incredible generosity. And do you want to start there, Joe?
Sure. Which one would you like to start with, Alan?
I just got a phone call from our very good friend, and she's been with us for years and years and years, Joan Davidson, who says, if you can make it today, I'm going to give you $5,000. I think that's really quite wonderful, and we love her and appreciate her for that. So we'll start with that. $5,000 on the table if we can do it now. Now, it's a tall order. I don't know if we can. What do you have to say about that, Joe?
Well, so I'm just doing some simple, what do you call that? Subtraction. Yes, thank you. And math. Are any of us good at math here? That means
they say in England, maths.
Maths.
We're all on the radio.
That's right. Absolutely. $193,454 to go with, assuming we make that $5,000 challenge.
Well, everybody, you know what you have to do. And there are so many people here who have been so good to us. And what can I say except that we love you all and we know that you can do it. We heard from our very good friend, Tony Miola. Joe, he's always there for us. He's a wonderful man. I can't tell you what he does for us over and over and over again. He says, okay, hi, Alan. I can do $5,000 if it's spread out in quarters. Okay, that's what he's going to do. So, Joe, that's another $5,000. So
okay.
Now.
All right.
So now.
I have to do that. So now that's more subtraction.
Yeah, more subtraction.
Mike, take off your shoe and help me. $188,454. $188,454 is where we need to go. Okay. So
now we begin.
Okay.
And it's your show, so you do something spectacular.
Okay. So I just want to do a couple of things. First of all, we want to tell people how they can get in and the fund drive. It's WAMC.org, WAMC.org. That's the best way. We obviously, because we don't have volunteers in the building because of the pandemic, we do have wonderful staff members who are here. They are logged in. They're ready to take your pledges. However, they are a limited number. We have fewer than we normally would have with volunteers because then we have volunteers plus the staff. So we only have staff today. So if you can do it online, please do it online. That is the easiest way. However, if you do
Wait. What's that address?
It's WAMC.org. Very simple. WAMC.org. And you go to that address and it says pledge now and you're on your merry way. So that's one thing. Two is that if you want to call us, you can. We do have staff and operators standing by, as Alan would say. Operator standing by.
Lewis Aluminum. Yep.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. So that is those are the two ways to do it. And that way we know what's on your mind and we can add it to our total and get us down. And we now have $10,000 on the table. So we need to get that done right now. And that's very, very important to do. So one other thing I want to mention, and then we can start with the panel and with the fundraising. We're going to be with you till noon today, by the way. The panel will be here till 11. Alan and I will be here till noon raising the money. And hopefully between, so when we say these challenges, they go from now until noon. And we want to end it by noon. And hopefully much sooner than that.
What's more, we need to end it.
That's right.
You know. We need to end it.
So, finally, last thing that I want to tell you about. We touched on this on Friday, but I would like to just let you know that our wonderful friends from the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation are with us once again to make sure, you know, we did a long interview on Friday with Kevin O'Connor from Joseph's House in Troy. It's an emergency shelter. And the shelters and the food pantries are having a really, really tough time because people are having a really, really tough time. So not only are we raising money for us, but we want to make it so that we can help our neighbors in need as well. So the way we do that is you pledge $100, that money comes to us. That comes to WAMC. However, it triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make it possible for a homeless person to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for a night that is with bed, that is with food, three meals a day, and all of the associated services provided. And that's everything from helping them so that they do not have to go back on the street, with guidance for youth and families. We are talking about kids. We are talking about individuals, and we're also talking about really cold, bad weather. So the Code Blue shelter, so even more people are inundating these shelters. So they really need our help. So the way to do that, so this is a twofer really, you help WAMC, and that triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to help a homeless person. So if you want to pledge $100, you can help one person helping one other person. That's as simple as it is. However, what we have noted in the past, Alan, of course, is that people want to help a family of four or five, and you can whatever you wish. If you're doing it online, it's in the drop-down menu, or just put it in the comment box. We'll make sure that stays. And also, not only that, but we have if you call, just tell people that you want to help out with Joseph's House, and we'll make sure that happens. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So we got a lot going on. We have $188,454,000 to go, and we can help the homeless, and we can end the fund drive. Yes, Alan.
Joe, I have to say, you did that magnificently well. That's not an easy thing to do, to get all of those words and to get the and to get the import of all of that. And you did it, and I'm extraordinarily grateful that we have you to do it. But I have just another piece of information for you, for whatever it's worth. Adding to the challenge, and we've already got a $10,000 challenge going.
Yes, sir.
Is Kerry Madigan of Pine Plains, New York, who says, okay, I like the way this is going. I'll put up another $5,000 if we can do this. Another $5,000. So there's now $15,000 in challenge money on the table. And assuming we can do that, Joe, what does that bring us to?
That brings us to $183,454. $183,000. And actually, I'll get you a new total on that, too. But that's pretty much what it is. And
let's everybody remember, that if it's a dollar, it's a dollar. If it's $5, it's $5. It's if it's $5,000, all these people are doing what they can. You, if you can do what you can, we'll be done with this, and we'll be done with it today, and we'll go back to the important news of the day, including the idea that the Republicans have come up with, or some moderate, so-called moderate Republicans, a much lower amount of money for COVID relief than the president, President Biden, is talking about. So, and he's meeting in the White House today, I understand, with them. 10 people from the moderate wing of the Republican Party are going to meet with him, and I'm sure they're going to duke it out and figure out what's going on. Right, Libby?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
And I've been thinking about this quite a bit, actually.
Well, I hope you will think about it for 3 minutes more, because we're going to take a break.
Okay,
and when we come back, we will start the proceedings, I promise. But we want you to have all the information you need, which is 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, and also the fact that you can help Joseph's House Homeless Shelter in Troy, New York. One person helping one other person. A $100 pledge will shelter and feed one homeless person, and that's desperately needed. The money comes to WAMC, and the Seymour Fox, that triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to help Joseph's House. So all of that is in the mix. We have $180,000 to go. We can do it. We need you. We want to do it today. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. You can also go online, WAMC.org. We're going to take a quick news break with the BBC. When we come back, we will talk shop and make money. Good morning. Welcome back to A Wild Morning on the Roundtable. And for our panel this morning, we are going to get to the issues here, but we are also raising money for the Lockbox and doing the fund drive. So it's a busy, busy morning. We have $15,000 in challenges so far. And with the money that we've made and the opening of the Lockbox, if you missed the beginning, here's the upshot. We need $172,363 to end the entire fund drive. There you go.
Actually, Joe, I was just talking to Amber.
Yeah, I get that's a wrong total. That's a wrong total.
A wonderful lady.
That's wrong total.
Who's running the whole thing, and she says we're down to
that's a wrong total, Alan.
Oh, that's a wrong total.
That's a wrong total.
I'm so sorry, Joe. However,
I gave her that number, but that is a wrong total.
Okay. However, here's the good news that you may not know, because I just got this. Peter and Marilyn Douglas of Del Mar, New York, said, okay. Come on, we know how valuable this radio station is. We'll put $5,000 more into this. This is not a $5 bill. This is $5,000. Everybody do what you can, whether it's $5 or $1,000 or $100, whatever you can, but let's do it. And then $5,000 more, Joe, and you'll deduct that?
$167,363 is where we are in the entire fund drive. So
Wow.
There you go.
And it really is. It's remarkable. I love everybody who is trying to do something. If you get on a phone, you can do $100. That's great. Now tell us about that very special relationship we have with the Fox Foundation.
Well, the Fox Foundation, Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, has been working with us for many, many years. And we have been working with them on a variety of projects. And always in the wintertime, we work with them with Joseph's House, which is a homeless shelter in Troy, New York. And this, so what happens for a $100 pledge to WAMC, the money comes to WAMC, but that triggers the Fox Foundation to make it possible for a homeless person to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for a night. The donation allows someone to get a home for the night, including a warm and safe place to sleep, 3 meals, access to personal care and other support services to help them stay off the street. So it's a really important thing. We've done this, as I said, we've done this for years, and we have, I think, 900 opportunities. And so, you know, that is a lot of people, and we can do it. As I said, some people want to help one person, some people want to help five people or a family or whatever. And that's all fine. Just either tell that to the person that you call at 1-800-323-9262. Or also, you can just use the drop down menu if you go to WAMC.org, and you can either see it on the drop down menu. And if that's too hard for you, and sometimes I don't see it, folks. So if you feel, don't feel bad, just put it in your comment box and we'll take care of it from there.
Well, that's really great. Look, but just suppose somebody wants, you know, a hat or, you know, one of the or a sweater or any of those things, a sweatshirt. Can they still get that?
Yeah. Anything on that drop down menu, or just ask your operator, i.e. staff member, and they will tell you what's up for grabs. I think we got some cool socks. We got some got a hoodie. We got the requisite tote bag. So all the good stuff. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. And so the way I'm reading this now, Alan, is
yes.
Let's see.
Oh boy! Oh
well,
boy!
It's all subtraction.
Heart palpitations.
Yeah.
Heart palpitations.
167,363 left. So that's
but
where
Joe,
we are. Yes.
But Joe, how about this one? The FJC Foundation of Philanthropic Funds says, "All right, Alan Armwright, we'll throw in $7,500."
$7,500.
That's
you say?
What it is.
You
That's
say?
What it says. That's what it says.
That's what you say?
That's what they say.
All right. Well, that of course, then takes more subtraction, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so sorry for troubling you.
No,
but,
no, it's not. Yeah. It's not trouble at all. No, Libby's going to help me with this.
Yeah. I am?
Yeah. Please, I want you to spot me on the calculator. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
I'm sorry I mentioned it, Joe.
No, we're good. We're all
just,
good.
Just teasing.
And okay, so $160,463.
$163. $63. Okay, look, folks. It's amazing. People are really joining up, doing what they can, and putting this money towards a challenge. Now, here's the bad thing. That's the good thing. The bad thing is, what happens, Joe, if we don't make it at the end of the day because by 12 o'clock? Because that's what these people are saying we have to do.
Well, then we're screwed.
Yeah, we're screwed.
then we're screwed.
We are.
But I have great faith.
And they'll be the screwdriver.
Let's
forget that.
we're okay. Everything, I think we now have an hour and, 2 hours and 20 minutes, Alan.
That's
we can
no time
do
at
that.
All.
We can do that. 1-800-323-9262. Alan,
Mine
I'm
heart.
Going to start talking to our wonderful panelists about the subject you brought up about the deal. That is possible. The proposal, the counter proposal that is banding about Washington, and you can look on your device for the donor comments and read those in a few seconds when you find them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just one more thing before we go to that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe this. The Brookloff of Great Barrington. You know them very well, Joe,
I
and
do.
I know them,
friends.
And tremendous respect for this wonderful institution. The Brookloff of Great Barrington says, "All right, $10,000 towards the challenge. $10,000 towards the challenge." So now, 10's an easy deduction, right?
It
Joe?
Is. Yeah, you got $150,463 to go in the entire fund drive.
In the entire fund drive,
yeah.
$10,000. That's unbelievable.
Yep.
It's a lot of money.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Wonderful, and they're terrific, and we love working with them. 1-800-323-9262. So you're talking right now about 27,000. That's not even right. 37,500 in challenge money that we're playing with right now. So,
but what happens? We'll have to. We won't get that, right? Is that
right.
My understanding?
Correct.
Oh boy, or we might not get it. Oh boy.
All right.
That's so, go ahead.
Here we go. You check out the donor comments. We'll get to those in a second. 1-800-323-9262. Libby, I put you on hold like 8 minutes ago in talking about this counter deal that we're talking about. So what do you make of that? I mean, it's basically the president had proposed a $1.9 trillion deal, not deal, but a $1.9 trillion help aid package. And now they're looking at basically a third of that. So your thoughts.
Okay, so my thoughts are this. You know, when I read this article, I thought, well, you know, maybe they'll come back somewhere in the middle. Maybe they'll, you know, be closer to 1.1 or 1.2. And then I thought, you know what? I don't think so. We've got the votes in both houses. I don't care strategically or procedurally how it's done. They just need to do the bigger package because that's what we need to have happen in this country. And I can tell you this, between vaccines being better processed and gotten out to people, which I think the Biden administration is going to get a much better handle on the mess that Trump left, more money in people's pockets, a recovering, hopefully a recovering economy, money to states and localities. Nobody's going to care in 2 years that it was $1.8, $1.7, $1.6 trillion. What they're going to care about is that they got their lives back on track, and they will credit the Biden administration, and the Republicans will be seen. If the Democrats do the messaging properly, the Republicans will be seen as the party of death in this country.
And Mike, isn't there a possibility that, you know, you say, okay, we're going to do a smaller plan. We're only going to do a third of what you want, Mr. President. And then things get bad. And in 2 months, you come back and say, okay, we have to do another one. I mean, this does seem to front end and say, okay, we think that this can solve the problem.
Yeah, parsing it out like that hasn't been effective. Economists generally agree that you have to hit it big, hit it hard, hit it now. And if you just wait for the results to make a decision about whether to add more, it's already too late and too much suffering has happened and we've gone down even deeper. I mean, it's the kind of thing that is a struggle, I'm sure, for Biden because he has repeatedly pledged he'll work across the aisle, he'll try to unite people. But if he comes down considerably, and this is less than a third, as you noted, of what he is proposing, if he comes down considerably, it won't work. I wonder if some Republicans just don't want to see it work too well, because then where will the credit go? You know, and perhaps that's being cynical. But, you know, there was a piece in the Sunday Times Union by two very familiar voices, Judith Ank and Aaron Pasitti, who say that, you know, the U.S. may have to borrow money for the stimulus, but interest rates are so low, they're down near 1%. The payback will be so significant in revenues eventually that they can pay it back quickly and then make some. So this is actually something that could more than pay for itself if implemented right. So it's not the time to skimp.
This is why I know when breaks are too long, when panel members are writing editorials in between.
That's funny.
That's good, though. I mean, it was a great editorial. They did a fantastic job. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, WAMC.org. And we'll get you total in just a second. Sarah Rogerson, what do you make of all this?
I'm really frustrated because less than a year ago, you know, Senate Republicans put $90 billion worth of tax cuts for millionaires into the coronavirus relief package that was passed then. And, you know, only something like 3% of the benefits flowed to people who made less than $100,000 a year, which is what they're proposing as the joint threshold for the stimulus checks. It's just so hypocritical and so frustrating. And I just really don't see a reason why the Democrats really need they need to pay attention to what the Republicans are saying. I think it's an important back and forth to have in civil dialogue. You know, nobody's storming the Capitol this week, which is helpful. So, but I think it's important for Democrats in terms of message and in terms of substance to remind the Republicans what they were doing when they were in power a year ago. and who they were centering in their relief packages. And it certainly wasn't Main Street. It certainly wasn't the people that they've been campaigning on the backs of for the last 4 years. I'm a little angry about it.
No, I understand. It is frustrating. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll bring you up to date. WAMC.org is where you can go and help us out on the fund drive this morning. We'll still welcome your letters, obviously, panel at WAMC.org. But, you know, if you're going to contact the station, you can also make a pledge. Panel at WAMC.org is where you write to us, but don't do challenges there. You can do it or donate there. You can go to that. Just go to WAMC.org and put it all in yourself. Also, you can give us a call, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. About $145,000 to go left in the entire lockbox or the fund drive or whatever we're calling it these days. It's all confusing because this pandemic has screwed everything up. But it's a lot of money, but it's certainly it's an amazing amount of money that's already been raised. So we will sort all of that out and give you another total when we return. Alan, you want to add anything? Do you have some comments from folks?
No, but we have donor comments. And we don't. Do we have 1 minute?
Yes, please.
Okay. That's Richard and Lynn from Salisbury, Connecticut. We've been listening for 35 years, and I feel if WAMC is part of the family. We especially love the depth of coverage, the variety of programming, and broadcasting all the key congressional hearings. Anonymous from Hyde Park says, can't get through the day without WAMC. And Eric and Amala of Millbrook, New York, says, keep up the good work, so important in these challenging times. And Anonymous from Niskayuna says, pardon me, to support the great work of Kevin O'Connor and the staff and volunteers of Joseph's House, and Stephanie from Harwich, Massachusetts. I couldn't have survived the last 4 years without WAMC. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Looking forward to many more years of the roundtable with my friends. That's just a few.
And that is wonderful. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We will continue the proceedings after this short break. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. And it will help if I take off my mask, and that way you can hear me.
What a day. What a day.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a pretty amazing day. So for those of you just joining us, we are not only doing a panel, but we're operating a fun drive and working on the lockbox. And I'll get your total in just a second. We were just working out some of the financials as far as what was in the total and all that good stuff. So I'll get you a solid total here in a second. But while I do that, Alan, tell them how important this is.
Let me tell you how important this is, everybody. We all know that without you, we can't make it. It's that simple. In 1979, it all began. There had been the Albany Medical College had owned the radio station. They had to give it up. They couldn't afford it anymore. And they gave us our chance, and we had nothing, capital N, nothing. We went to some of the most wealthy people in our community, and they said, no, we're not interested. So that was good, because it made us come to everybody who's out there with the understanding that if everybody didn't do a little something, we'd be done. We were over, and we wouldn't have our radio station anymore. And little by little by little, it began to come together. People were coming in with money. They were bringing in something to eat. One kid came in having gone door to door, raising quarters and threw them all over the table. It was wonderful. And that's who and why we have a radio station today. We have it because of you. And that's terrific. And we love you and we trust you and we know that we can do this. Now, all I can tell you is, the money's been coming in, and Joe, in a second, will have.
I've got it. I'm ready when
okay.
you are.
Go ahead, Joe. Hit it.
Okay. So, reminder, we have some challenges on the table. Tony Miola, Joan Davidson, Carrie Madigan, each giving, and Peter and Marilyn Douglas of Del Mar, all giving $5,000 in challenge money. FGC, the Philanthropic Fund Foundation, $7,500, and our great friends at the Book Loft, $10,000. So with all of that, right now, to make that and to be done with this whole thing,
$133,223. $133,000 to go. That's amazing. That's just amazing. But even more amazing is what I have just heard, and that is Anonymous from Albany, New York, will put in $10,000 if we can do this. Anonymous from Albany, New York, $10,000 if we can do this. And what does that bring us to, Joe?
123, 223. So $123,223.
Now,
so
that's the good news. Now, the bad news is if we don't make it, uh-oh.
We have until noon today.
Uh-oh. 1-800-323-9262 if you must. Otherwise, go to WAMC.org. That's WAMC.org. What else can you do, Joe?
Well, you can also help Joseph's House and not only help your radio station, but also help a homeless person in our region. Sadly, there are many more than there were the last time we talked about this because of the pandemic. Yep. It's had a devastating effect on our region and on our family. It really comes down to one person helping another person. So for each $100 pledge, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, our great friends there, will make it possible for a homeless person to stay at Joseph's House Emergency Shelter for one night, including a warm and safe place to sleep, three meals, access to personal care, and really most importantly, probably, is support services to help them stay off the street.
How much to go, Joe?
$123,223. So you can help
amazing.
A lot of people. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Yeah.
All right. So that is where we are. That's exciting. $123,223. Yes. What? It certainly what?
Oh, no. I was going to say we have to give up our landline here at the Shartok House because we don't get any calls
now?
From people. Yeah, right now, because we don't get any calls from anybody, except for the scammers,
the crazy scammer nutter. Yeah.
And it's absolutely outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. So that's really something. Can I just tell you one more piece of big news?
Sure.
Now, we have somebody who has been very generous with us from day one. I mean, for years and years and years. He doesn't want his name used, but so we use an anonymous name. We call him Mr. Big. Get it? Mr. Big.
Uh-huh.
You see? Now, Mr. Big.
From Sex and the City, let's be honest.
What'd you say, Libby?
It's from Sex and the City, Mr. Big.
Yeah, that's what it is, but that's not who it is.
Oh, well.
And by the way, we live on the same street as that guy, the
really?
Sex and the City guy. Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Chris Knopf, by the way.
Chris Knopf. Right. Yeah.
But that's not the guy who gave us the money. No, it's Mr. Big. We call him Mr.
It's
Big.
A different Mr. Big.
And Mr. Big says, I'll tell you what, listen, $10,000 if you can do this, but only if you can do this. $10,000. Joe, where does that bring us?
$113,223.
Wow. And the money is still coming in, I know, and you've been checking in with our wonderful Amanda, who is...
Amber?
Amber.
Yeah.
Didn't I say Amber?
You
no,
said Amanda,
Amanda,
I don't know who that is, but that's okay.
She once had an Amanda here. it's Amber. Yeah.
Okay,
Amber.
That's fine.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. So Amber is sitting on top of all of this, doing her usual magic. How does she let you know what's come in, Joe?
I have it right here on the screen.
Can you tell us?
Yeah, $113,223.
To go. That's amazing.
Yep.
So anybody who can help us, those are a lot of incredible people who have done a lot already. Now, the only way we can make this is if everybody does what they can now, and we'll make it. We have to make it by 12 o'clock. That doesn't give us much time. It gives
us
only 2 hours to make a great deal of money. And let me tell you, folks, that won't be easy. But let me tell you, we have been around for a long time. Remember, Joe, in the days when if you made $50,000 all day long, it was considered an incredible success. So we know how hard this is. We also know we have a much bigger audience than we used to. And we also know that people are generous and decent and do what they can. And so we're asking everybody to do what you can. Go to WAMC.org. That's the number one place to go.
Now, we have to go to news. But okay. Do you have any other good news before we go to news?
Not right now, Joe.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue. We have $113,223 to go. We will get to all of that. We welcome your calls, 1-800-323-9262 for the fund drive, 1-800-323-9262. We do have limited operators, meaning staff, because of the pandemic. So if you can do it online, we would really appreciate that. WAMC.org.
We're begging you to do it that way.
WAMC.org. You can help Joseph's House as well for $100, and that triggers the money comes to us, but it triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to help one person, one homeless person with a stay at Joseph's House with the meals and the support services. 1-800-323-9262. Please be generous. Do what you can. We'll be right back after
this. Sui generis.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us. We've got a lot going on this morning, and it's a busy day. We love you. You have been doing great. 1-800-323-9262. We're raising money this morning. We have a panel. Every once in a while, we let them speak. That's fun. But we're raising money, and that's and by the way, they were forewarned. I just want people to know that they were forewarned. But 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. And we are doing very well this morning. Now, we started out opening the lockbox this morning, and we were greeted by a most amazing total, which was over $800,000, which is really absolutely incredible. Just amazing stuff. So, right now, with everything in here, the news is, Alan, we need $103,758 to go in the entire fund drive.
Well, there's good news and bad news.
Okay.
Tough news. Let me tell you what's up. First of all, phones are ringing like hell, and there's an awful lot of people on the phone using WAMC.org, which is where we are begging you to go because we don't have enough people obviously, to answer the phones. But if you can do it at WAMC.org, we really would love you for doing that. It would be immensely helpful to us. There is more. We have an anonymous $10,000 challenge, but it's a little different than the people who have been adding and saying, if you make it by the end. This guy says, I want to see my money work, or this person, because I don't know who it is. I want to see my money work. So I'll tell you what, if you can raise $30,000 in the next half an hour, that's going to be very difficult. If you can raise $30,000 in a half an hour, I'll give you $10,000. $10,000 if you can make $30,000. Now, that will not be easy, right, Joe?
It will not be easy. So that means that we would need to get to the to the $930,000 mark to make that. So we are at the $900,000 mark now. So, or just like $400 shy of it, but I'm upping it a little bit.
Right.
So that would mean just try to make the math as easy as possible. So $30,000 in a half hour, and then that means that we need to get to the all-important $930,000 point in the fund drive, and then we'll get an extra 10.
I'm a little confused, but I'm sure everybody else is too. Now, what did you say? How much do we have in now, Joe? I'm sorry.
We have $899,837. So
I see.
Between friends, I'm saying actually, it is now over 900,000. So we have $900,000 in right now.
Okay, are you going to keep track of the time on this?
I am.
Okay.
So we have a half hour, so that's 10:45. We need to get to the $930,000 point, which basically means, Alan, we need to raise, as you said, we need to raise $30,000 in the next half hour to make $10,000, which would mean we would have $940,000.
Actually, 930, because it'd be 30 plus the 10, right? Is 40,000.
Right, but we'd have 940 in the pot.
Okay, that's great.
Right?
Or I do understand, I think. But, okay, the main thing now is that everybody just says, okay, this is the turning point, obviously. This is the vortex. This is the linchpin. This is what holds the car together. This is what makes WAMC go. You know, people walk down the street, Joe, and they say to me when they see me, are we going to have a challenge? I always say, there's always a challenge. Somebody's always going to challenge. But this is quite a challenge, and it'll be very, very hard to make. So we have to earn $30,000 in a half an hour. Can we do it? I don't know. But everybody's got to do something now. Joe, will you tell us as the money is coming in where we are?
Yeah. So the way I'll do this for all parties involved here is tell you how much we have left to make that challenge. Does that work for everybody?
Sure.
So
that's right.
So right now we need $29,273.
If you are anywhere and you can call your mother, call your brother, call your friends and say, this is the linchpin of the drive. If we can do this today, I think we can end the fund drive today, Joe. That's what I'm thinking. We have until noon, but this fellow said, oh, you only have a half an hour to do it. And I'm assuming it's a fellow because it's anonymous, so I don't know. But in any case, that's the demand. Can you do it? Can you help out? Can everybody do something now? This is the moment. 1-800-323-9262, or preferably, and we're begging you, WAMC.org, because obviously there's snow out there and there's pandemic out there and we don't have volunteers in the building. And the only way to do it, and we want to thank all those volunteers who've done so much for us, the only way to do it now is to get on WAMC.org and let us hear from you at this moment. If you can do $50, great. $100, great. If you want to help Joseph's house, that's great. We want to thank the Fox Foundation for all they're doing. Put some people, give some people in the cold. I've been walking in this cold, and it's not fun. I can tell you that right now. Okay, so anything you can do, do it now, but don't let it go, because after a half an hour, we're in bad shape. So, Joe, you want to keep us informed as to where we are.
$28,900 right now. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So a $10,000 challenge from Anonymous of Paulette. $10,000, and that is what we need before 10:45 this morning. So time is ticking. We need you. 1-800-323-9262. For a $100 pledge to WAMC, that triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to give money to Joseph's house to make the funds available for one person to stay at Joseph's house for a warm, safe place to sleep, three meals, access to personal care and other support services. The money comes to WAMC, but it triggers the Fox Foundation to make the funds available to help that individual. So we desperately need you now. And not only that, but we have a $10,000 challenge on the table. We're at $27,000 now, $27,155, 1-800-323-9262.
And we have till 10:45. Is that what you said,
correct,
Joe?
Correct. Yep. Yep.
Look, everybody, this is Alan talking. I won't lie to you. My kishkas are hurting. I think this is going to be a very difficult thing to do.
Libby, that's bad, right?
Yes, it means his stomach ache.
Okay, got it.
Yes. And more. It's a visceral reaction when your kishkas hurt.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Thank you, Libby. I appreciate your being here because on these issues of, you are
my Yiddish translator.
You are perfect.
Right.
Yeah. So 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org, and that's where we really want you if you can do it. We don't have a lot of time to do it. But here's another 10 $10,000 if we can do it. And that would mean his $10,000 or hers plus the $30,000 would be $40,000 off the total we've got now. And we have a shot at making it today if everybody does something now. And if everybody doesn't, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
You know, I have to say, the money, this, like Alan was saying this during the break, like, you know, stop complaining about something that's good. But the money is coming in so fast that I'm trying to keep the total. But we're right about now at $20,000. I think it's $20,885. So we're already in the 20,000s. So that's,
you mean we're down to the 20,000s
yes,
now?
Sir. Yes. The money is coming in very nicely, and it has to stay at that pace. And if it does, we're going to make this, and that's going to be great. And not only that, but we'll end the fund drive.
But very nicely isn't enough. Very
that's
nicely
correct.
Is what normal human beings do. This radio station is Excelsior. This radio station.
We're this, WAMC tough.
We are. Yeah, I saw that on the road. Yeah.
So right.
Along with the muskrat who left us.
Oh, I'll send a card. 20,460. The captain and Tennille send their regards. $20,465, Alan, is what we need. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
You mean both the captain and Tennille are dead?
The captain is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the captain.
Tennille is
fine. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org. Go there now. We need you. WAMC.org.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, and we will we'll be where we need to be for this $10,000 challenge from Anonymous of Paulett, Vermont. You can also help the Joseph's House, and that is a big, really a great thing. We've been working with them for years, and it's always a major help to them, and we are quite happy that we can assist in that regard, because you're keeping homeless people off the street. Okay, 1-800-323-9262. I'm going to try to edge just a little bit of news and topic here and go around from the group and get some thoughts on this story. So 9 top New York health officials have quit as Cuomo scorns expertise. So this comes, of course, after the story we discussed for much of the time on Friday's panel regarding the nursing homes. But the deputy commissioner for public health at the New York State Health Department resigned in late summer. Soon after, the director of its Bureau of Communicable Disease Control also stepped down. So did the medical director for epidemiology. Last month, the state epidemiologist said she, too, would be leaving. The drumbeat of high-level departures in the middle of the pandemic came as morale plunged in the health department, and senior health officials expressed alarm to one another over being sidelined and treated disrespectfully, according to 5 people with direct experience inside the department. Their concern had an almost singular focus: Governor Andrew Cuomo. Even as the pandemic continues to rage and New York struggles to vaccinate a large and anxious population, Mr. Cuomo has all but declared war on his own public health bureaucracy. The departures have underscored the extent to which pandemic policy has been set by the governor, who with his aides crafted a vaccination program beset by early delays. The troubled rollout came after Mr. Cuomo declined to use the longstanding vaccination plans the State Department of Health had developed in recent years in coordination with local health departments. Mr. Cuomo instead adopted an approach that relied on large hospital systems to coordinate vaccinations not only of their own staffs, but also of much of the population. In recent weeks, the governor has repeatedly made it clear that he believed he had no choice but to seize more control over pandemic policy from state and local public health officials, who he said had no understanding of how to conduct a real-world, large-scale operation like vaccinations. The quote in the Times article, "When I say experts in air quotes, it sounds like I'm saying I don't really trust the experts, because I don't." And there you go.
Are you kidding? Cuomo said that? I didn't read the article.
According to the what, New York Times?
The New York Times.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I read it twice.
So can
I couldn't believe it.
I read it twice.
What do you think, Sarah?
I think he's in a, there's a, this is a tricky leadership moment. I'll just put it that way, that we've reached a point in a crisis response where everybody's tired. People have been working extremely long hours. And generous listening and some shift in leadership strategy around coalition building is probably the next best move here. But I'm not the governor. So,
a point I would second. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, comes right after the devastating news to Cuomo in the attorney general's report that the state health department had very substantially undercount the amount of people who died of COVID from nursing homes. And that has put him on the defensive. But I agree, you're right. Everyone is having fatigue, Sarah. And it is a very hard place to work in the Cuomo administration. There's a lot of demands and there's a lot of just very big push from the top down. And I think that this combined with the very substantial disagreement over that shift in policy at the last minute where the state kind of took over and ignored the county's already established plans, which they backed off of now. It was just the last straw for these people, and they've just said, I can't do it anymore. And it's not a good time to be losing qualified, professionals in their jobs.
I mean, this isn't an original thought, but to me, this sounds very Trump-like.
Well, he's a hard-driving guy, Cuomo. Right?
Libby, you can respond to that, yes.
Yes. I mean, I think the governor has done a tremendous job throughout this. There's always going to be pitfalls, but and this is full disclosure. The county health officials of New York State is one of my clients, and so they represent all the county health officials, all the county health departments, and those folks know exactly what should be done. They do know what they're doing, and they've already had plans in place for these kinds of situations because that's what they're paid to do, and that's what they're public health expertise is all about. And I'm just sort of flabbergasted by that response. I'm very I just don't understand.
Alan,
the infrastructure was there.
I just want
I wrote a column recently in which I just said I'm glad I'm not Governor Cuomo. This has got to be a very rough, very terrible time. No matter what he does, because, look, I have friends who've gotten the shots who I'm not sure but deserve them. They cut the line. They do this. They do that. We know that there are an awful lot of people who want to live. And they want the vaccine, and the health department has its own agenda. That's for sure. The people in the health department did it one way, and here's the governor coming along and saying, "Well, I don't like that way. I wouldn't want to be him."
1-800-323-9262.
What do we got?
Well, we made our goal.
We did.
Yeah, we.
That's great.
We far surpassed our goal. So the money's really coming in. And
so how much we got? What do we have?
So I will tell you. We have, right now, we have $938,590. But I forgot. So I do have to add the 10 because we didn't add that, right?
Of course not. Yeah.
So that means you have $948,590. Okay, and then so $1 million minus, we're going to have to go to a break here, but so I may not have time to do full math, but I'm going to do cheating math. Maths. Is that the
maths?
Well, we're going to the British, so yes, that makes sense.
And masks.
590. So that means we have $51,410,000 to go in the entire fund drive.
What?
Yeah.
Is that right? How'd that happen?
Well, we'll double check it, but I think that's right. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Can you double check that?
I will.
It defies where I thought we were. That's fantastic.
It's pretty amazing. So we are going to do this, and we're going to take a break. We're going to let the dust settle. We're going to, you know, carry the ones and do all that good stuff in our subtraction and addition.
New math.
And we'll write the new math. as Joan Rivers said, I couldn't count to 21 unless I was naked. First news. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion and, quite frankly, the fun drive. So it's there's a lot going on, and it's been an amazing morning, Alan. I've never seen anything like this.
Nope. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So,
Joe, it's extraordinary. It's just extraordinary. You know what? This is a tough time. We all know it. Everybody's got it tough. The snow's out there. The pandemic is out there. People want to get a shot. Everybody is together in all of this. And yet, people don't give up on WAMC. They're here for us. And you have some very exciting news to tell us.
So here's what I have. And I'm actually, it's funny because I keep looking at the calculator thinking I've done something wrong because the number is so low. So meaning that we've made so much money. So I'm double checking it again. But the sum and substance of it is that we made that $10,000 challenge from Anonymous of a Paulet, Vermont.
Right.
And right now we have $40,665 to go in the entire fund drive.
And what happened was, I want to tell everybody because I think it's worth saying, we had one donor who had set up a really great challenge, and we met it, we did it, or we're doing it in this process, and called in and said, here's another, this makes me want to cry, to be honest with you. Here's another $10,000, and just threw it into the pot. But we don't want this to be a challenge. You just want to add to making this thing.
Right.
You know, what does that say about people who give a damn?
Well, we have really wonderful listeners who do amazing work, and we love them so much. Here we go, Alan. I think it's what we can do is we can end the fund drive by 11 o'clock this morning.
We can. It'll be hard because
we
only have
$40,675 and we have 23 minutes to do it in.
Okay, so can I help? Okay, can I help, Joe?
First of all, you are ever helpful. You
okay,
are always helpful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anonymous from Climax, New York.
Oh, there you go.
I love Climax, New York.
Me too.
Anonymous from Climax, New York says, tell you what, if you can end the fund drive by 11 o'clock, I'll give you $24,000.
Oh, dear.
I have not seen that kind of money before. I don't think, have you? Maybe once or twice. Maybe
yeah,
once.
That's a good one.
But $24,000, but I mean business. I want this thing over so we can go back to the panel. I've had exactly two people complaining. Why are you people raising money during my time? Well, come on, ladies and gentlemen. It's your station, and you know we can't do it without you. It's that simple. I intend to have a free and frank conversation with those two people.
Oh, I love your free and frank conversation.
I'm going to call you and I'll have a free and frank discussion with you. But in any case, and then I always try to say civil.
Yes.
But it's the same person every time. So it's extraordinary. And I am just
okay. Well, let's.
I'm just begging everybody. $24,000 on the table. If we can make it by 11 o'clock, and we only have 21 minutes to do it in, everybody on a phone 1-800-323-9262, and be a good citizen. WAMC is your home, and we love you, and we love everything you've done. Thank you.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So this is amazing stuff, and we want to make sure that we end the fund drive by 11 o'clock this morning. We have $24,000 on the table, which is an amazing amount of money.
21 minutes to go.
And that is a lot. I'm working on my totals here. And so we need $39,140. We need $38,140. And
we have a $24,000 challenge on the table right this second. Libby, can we do it?
Yes, we can.
Sarah, can we do it?
We can do hard things.
That's a very lawyer-like.
I love
answer.
That answer.
Yeah,
it's a theme. Those are the two themes of Jen O'Malley Dillon, who ran the Obama field campaign and said, "Yes, we can," and the Biden presidential. And the theme was, "We can do hard things."
We can do hard things.
And we can. Look, folks, we can do this. So everybody get on a phone, call your mother, call your father, call anybody you can. Just let's make this happen, because we'll be done by 11 o'clock with the whole fund drive. By 11 o'clock this morning, if everybody does just a little something, you go to WAMC.org. That's the way to do it, WAMC.org. We really need you now. Let's go.
By the way, Alan and I have had like 28 meetings, and this was never a part. Like, this was not – we figured like maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. This was not – maybe noon, like, but not 10:40. But here we go. 1-800-323-9262.
Can you tell us if the phones are ringing, Joe?
Yes.
And is everybody doing at WAMC.org?
A lot of people are. 1-800-323-9262. So $38,140, and that is changing. Changes as we speak. I also just want a quick shout out here for Joseph's House, because for your pledge of $100, and so many people are doing this, and we love you for it. For a $100 pledge to WAMC, so if you're pledging a lot, you can help a lot of people. But WAMC, if you go to WAMC.org, or even if you make a phone call, $100 pledge to WAMC, the money comes to WAMC, but that triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to help one homeless person in our region, one person helping another person. And the Fox Foundation will allow someone to get a home for a night, including a warm and safe place to sleep, three meals, access to personal care and other support services to help them stay off the street. So our kudos to Kevin O'Connor and his wonderful team there, who are working during a pandemic and making this possible. So we love them for it. 1-800-323-9262. But obviously we need your help. We have $37,000 right now that we need to make. We only have 18 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Palpitations. 18 minutes. And if we do that, we get $24,000. Is that what you're saying, Joe?
That's right. And then the fund drive would be over. And
how much time do we have?
We have 18 minutes. 17 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
17 minutes.
17 minutes to make how much now? Do we know?
Yeah. What did I just say? I forgot. $37,400.
Oh, boy, that's going to be hard. That's going to be very, very hard. Anything you can do now would be great. You know, there are those people who can do a little bit more. Now, remember that we have $24,000 we're going to get if we can do this. And in order to go, that's going to mean we need, in order to end the whole fund drive.
It
goes into Hellman's. For the whole fund drive, Joe, we need everybody on board. Now, in order to do this, it's going to take a combined massive WAMC group who know how to do it. Not the louts who invade the Capitol, but the good people of our area who know what to do and can do it together. So let's do it.
It is right now $31,520 that we need. We have 16 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We certainly can do it.
We can do it. Oh, my goodness. What does it mean when your armpits hurt? 1-800-323-9262. Mike, you seem to know. Do you know what it is?
Yeah. Well, I was
going to
say.
Like me.
It's from the heavy lifting, right? Is that what it is?
Right. Yes. But I was going to say, as I listen, you know, you got to talk about the reason. And, you know, the time, you just referenced the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. The Times has this extraordinary story today about how it was 77 days of a giant misinformation campaign, the big lie, Alan. And,
yes.
And you won't hear that here. You'll hear factual, soundly attributed, proven reliable information on WAMC. And I think that's why people are stepping up. And that is the best reason. And you want to guarantee that, right?
You do, Mike. You've always been the voice of reason, a man I have great respect for.
Because you're that voice of reason. We have $30,000 to go. Let's go. 1-800-323-9262. We can.
Phones are ringing.
We can do so many things right now. We can end the fund drive. We can make a $24,000 challenge. We can help the homeless. We can do so much right now. 1-800-323-9262. All in these precious 15 minutes that we have together. What you have done just in the last, well, I mean, look, we opened up the lockbox at $800,000. But then on top of that, so just this morning has been $160,000. So it's been an amazing, amazing morning. So
amazing.
We have $30,000 left to go. 1-800-323-9229,000 to go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Whatever you can do, folks, this is the moment. And people are going to walk down the street with me in the snow, and they're going to say, did we make it? Did we make that challenge? Yeah, we did. If you can only do what you can now, if everybody puts something in, and the way to do that is go to wamc.org, wamc.org. That's the way to do it, because the poor people at WAMC, they just can't keep up with the phones. Do everything you can to go to wamc.org. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. I just want to thank just a couple of people here, Alan, and I know you can join me in on this, but we have a lot of people that we started off that gave us amazing challenges. Tony Miola, Joan Davidson, Carrie Madigan, excuse me,
right.
Peter Marilyn Douglas of Del Mar, the FJC, a Foundation of Philanthropic Funds, the Book Loft, Anonymous, Mr. Big, and Anonymous Appellate. So those are all amazing challenges, and we thank you so, so much. So right now, with all of that included, is what I'm saying, we need 20, actually we need, good Lord, the total goes so fast. So we need $25,000, and we have 13 minutes to do it in.
And we can do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you now to call anybody you know. Become a volunteer, say, hey, WAMC, I can't go in and answer the phones, but what I can do is call you and say, can you put something in? And anybody you know, somebody who doesn't have a lot, that's fine. Can you put a dollar in? Somebody who has a great deal of money, can you put a lot of money in? Whatever you can do, let's do it now. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. And hopefully it will be WAMC.org, because that's where we really need the help. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. So just to give you an idea of what we're doing right now, Alan, $24,000 challenge from Anonymous of Climax, New York, $24,000 challenge, and we need $24,000. So doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you would challenge. Right, double your challenge, or double your
pleasure, double your fun.
Thank you. And which
only a twin would know that one.
Yeah. And did I tell you it's from Anonymous of Climax? Okay. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So we have 15 minutes or so to do this in. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. It's a lot of money. It's a short period of time. We know that. Everybody on the phone, 1-800-323-9262.
We're coming right down to the climax.
We are. This is the. Well, never mind. 1-800-323-9262. Are you with us? Are you with us? We know you are. 1-800-323-9262.
Think of what WAMC has meant to you over these last 4 years. I know what it's meant to me. And I know you good people who write a letter every day, and you're with us, and you know that we can't do this without you. It's that simple. We cannot do it without you. You're the spark plug. You're what makes it go. We know that. So Joe, where are we?
1-800-323-9262. That's to give me time to figure out where we are. Okay, $23,112.
Okay.
Is what we
need. Ladies and gentlemen,
and the entire fund drive.
The whole fund drive. We're going to need everything that you can do, and do it now, because later will be too late. Now is the time to really get it done. We do have, as you remember, Joe, we do have till noon to make these challenges. But wouldn't it be great to go right back to the panel, our wonderful panel, and to the discussions we're always having? We get one letter after another saying that people wouldn't know what to do without WAMC. You know, a lot of them. So that's pretty positive. And we love all those people who understand what we have here, what we've all built together. WAMC.org. WAMC.org. Joseph, over to you.
$17,018. We have 10 minutes. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
10 minutes.
1-800-323-9262. Panelists, are you having fun? Are you enjoying this?
Yeah, let's poll them all.
It's exciting. It's very exciting.
Let's poll them all.
Yes. 1-800-323-9262. We need $17,000. So again, we're trying to make $24,000. We get a $24,000 challenge to end the drive, to end the entire fund drive. To end it. We're done. Boom.
We're over.
Boom. Done. So that's all good news. But we need to get, but we only have 9 minutes now, and we need to make $17,018.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you just to reaffirm the faith that I have had in all of you. Since 1979, when WAMC became a new thing, the Albany Medical College had owned it. They weren't being able to sustain it or themselves at the time. And so they said to us, what can you do? And we took it over, all of us, and there wasn't a dime, not a dime, not a sou, nothing. It was just you. And we depended on you and every one of our fund drives. And you remember how much fun they were. Every one of those drives, you were there, and your parents were there, and your grandparents were there. I hate to say it because it makes me old. But we did it, and together we've done it, and now we can do it. We only have about $17,000 to go. If you can do $1,000 or $500 now, or you can do $100 now, or $50, whatever you can do. And Joe, tell us about Joseph's house. Joe and Joseph's house.
That's right. So Joseph's house is an amazing place that's been around for decades in Troy, New York. But look, it's one person helping another person. It's you, a WAMC listener, helping another person in our WAMC community. So for every $100 you pledge to WAMC, that money comes to us. The $100 that you send, that comes to us. But it triggers the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation and our great friends there, and we love them so much for all that they do, that they will make the funds available to get a homeless person to get a home for the night, warm and safe place to sleep, 3 meals, access to personal care and other support services.
8 minutes.
To help them stay off the street. So 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. I've got $9,439 is what we need. 1-800-323-9262. So we are very close. But in fact, I need to update once again. Traveling music, Alan. And if anyone on the panel can sing, for God's sakes, do it now.
Libby, I didn't know. Can you sing, Libby?
No.
Sarah, can you sing?
I can, but no one wants to do that.
That's true, Sarah, for me. Right.
Yeah. And Mike, can you do a nice tenor for us?
Well, the fact is, if people would send their money in, that'll get me not to sing, and that'll be worth it to them, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good point. Alan, I have to leave for a second, so just cover and give. I'll be right back.
Okay, I get that. All right, there are emergencies in everybody's life. So the place you go to is wamc.org, and you do it because you want to, because it's love, because you're part of a great institution, WAMC, which we have all made together. And when I think back on the whole thing since 1979 and the progress we have made, and Joe Donahue and the incredible work he has done to put this roundtable and its panel together, I want to thank him, because he's not here and he can't hear it. But I do want to say how important it is that we have made this adjustment, and that we are here together. We have the roundtable, and I can only tell you something that I know. I'm not allowed to say how I know it. I'll get into trouble if I say how I know it. But we're doing, in terms of the number of people who are listening to this radio station, very, 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 can't do better well. So it's because of Libby and Sarah and Mike and all the other wonderful volunteers who come in every day and who do this great mitzvah, Libby. For the
Libby, what's that mean?
For the group.
A mitzvah is a good deed.
Thank you very much.
Good. You did a good. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. Joe, I take it you're back.
I was still here in the room. I was just talking to our fun drive coordinator and figuring out all of this. Again, it's a lot of math. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. So we have
Mrs. Wick would say, "I knew you couldn't do math, Alan." She was my math teacher, Mrs. Wick.
Mrs. Wick, we've heard of Mrs. Wick.
And Mrs. Weingarten.
What does she teach?
Same, different grade.
Oh.
You know, wasn't easy.
1-800-323-9262. And so it really is, it's been an amazing morning, and the phones are blowing up, and we have so many people on that want to help the radio station, want to help WAMC, of course, want to help the homeless, want to help keep the flame burning, and we love you all for it. So we need $4,281.
No. Let's go. You know, Joe, when you said you had to leave for a minute, I thought I had
to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. No. All mankind is similar. You know what I mean?
I know. But I'm holding it. But
all men are similar.
You're a camel. Yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure that I had the money. I know this sounds arrogant, and I apologize, but like the money's coming in so fast, I want to make sure that I'm not like miscounting it. So to make sure that I have everything right. Yes. So Amber came in and went over. she spotted me on the calculator and we're good. So
can we give a shout out to our wonderful Amber Sickles?
Absolutely.
Without her, none of this is possible.
Yeah.
And of course, we could say that about almost everybody on our staff, because everybody works so hard. But Amber deserves a particular notice for everything that she's done.
It's an amazing group and wonderful people doing wonderful work, and we love them so much. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We have a $24,000 challenge on the table. And who do we thank for that? We thank Anonymous of Climax.
Anonymous from Climax.
This is going to blow you away if you're ready for it. $2,371 left in the entire WAMC fund drive.
Oh, boy. If everybody does something now, we can just relax and say, job well done.
Now we have 2 minutes. And,
come on, everybody.
And, you know,
everything on the table will count.
Absolutely.
In other words, if you make a call, or if you're on the computer and it's time stamped, it'll all count towards making this thing. So you know we can do it, right?
1-800-323-9262. I think we do know we can do it. Do you want? okay. So we have $111 is what we need right now. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
There should be $111 all over the house, as they say in Folger's auction. All over the house.
All over the house. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. So buttons, right?
There's that.
So I think it's safe to say
I think it's probably safe to say
that we did it.